So welcome to the last of the structured lab, the one that actually have like your security net of instructions. The next one would be without safety measures. And in this lab, we are going to play with Windows Identity Foundation and Windows Azure. We have two labs, one which deals with passive cases, so browsers and friends. The other, which deals with web services. In terms of difficulty, they are dramatically different, meaning that the first one is reasonably easy. The second one, oh, well, WCF. So you have to work harder for making it work. My suggestion is please start with this one, and then only eventually, once you are done with this, try this other one. Because it is useful to start from a simpler one. So the simpler one shows you a lot of things. The scenario is just outsourcing authentication to an external identity provider, which is nothing different from usual. And that's the entire point, right? We want to show that this stuff works precisely the same on the cloud and on premises. And we keep the external STS to a local location, which is our local IIS, exactly for making the point that if this application basically is the same application that we played with for all these labs worked on-premise, now the same application works in the cloud, even if the cloud is a simulated environment. We learn how to do load balancer compatible sessions. We'll see more or less how to deal with certificates. We'll have a few hints. And then we'll actually work with multiple deployment environments in terms of dealing with the endpoint issues that I described earlier. The lab includes instructions if you want to upload it to the cloud. If you have a token, like you already bought access, or if you are MSDN user and you have access, feel free to actually go all the way to that exercise. If you aren't, well, feel free to pull out your credit card. So be careful. Very little, very little. But of course, as a shareholder, I gain £1 every time somebody uses it. So, and here there is an easy schema in which we just have our local IIS, our relying party, which lives in the fabric, and then if you do the optional steps, production, very straightforward. The other one, which again I suggest you do only after you have done the first one, shows you quite a lot of stuff. So the scenario is more or less the same. The only difference is that now we have a service as opposed to a website, and instead of having a browser, we have a client, proper rich client. So we see how to create sessions with network load balancer, and also we see how to put the WCF in cookie mode, which by itself is kind of an accomplishment, because the binding that you use is non-trivial. So that's one of the things to put in your snippet library for future use. And we see again how to play with certificates. We handle multiple deployment environments. The way in which we do it in this lab, in my opinion, is very interesting, so take a look. And then we do the little trick for making sure that when we generate metadata, they don't have those port numbers. And then we also take a look at using tracing. And you get a glimpse on how to use storage in general. There is a little utility which helps you to save stuff from storage and read stuff from storage. And it's can be educational to look at that if you are interested in Windows Azure. And that's our little schema, for once, from right to left instead of the opposite. User, the usual Weather client. I promise, but from the next sample, I'll try to do something different. And here we have our relying party, we have our local IIS STS, and we have our diagnostic, which puts stuff in the blob storage. So very simple, very straightforward.